Blog Talk Radio.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I seek refuge, protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Today is May 20th, 2022. You're tuned in for the online Juma of the Nur Allah Islamic Center, which will begin in the half hour at 2 o'clock. For the first half hour, we play chapter 18 of the Quran titled Al-Kahf, which means the cave in English. And then at 2 o'clock, in about a half hour, inshallah, we will begin the Friday talk, the sermon. And the topic is called Unlearn Stuff and Be Born Again. Unlearn stuff, things that we've been taught, and be born again. At this time here, we will begin the Quran recitation, chapter 18.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Alhamdulillah, الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave, and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قَيِّمًا لِيُنذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا مِّن لَّدُنْهُ وَيُبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward.
مَاكِثِينَ فِيهِ أَبَدًا.
Wherein they will abide forever.
وَيُنذِرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا.
And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ وَلَا لِآبَائِهِمْ كَبُرَتْ كَلِمَةً تَخْرُجُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ إِنْ يَقُولُونَ إِلَّا كَذِبًا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor had their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ سِنِينَ عَدَدًا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years.
ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِنَعْلَمَ أَيُّ الْحِزْبَيْنِ أَحْصَى لِمَا لَبِثُوا أَمَدًا.
And afterward we raised them up, that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَأَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدًى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَٰهًا لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside him, for then should we utter an enormity.
هؤلاء قومنا يَكُونَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً لَّوْلَا يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِم بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنٍ فَمَن أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا.
These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذْ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَت تَّزَاوَرُ عَن كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَت تَّقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ مَن يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ وَمَن يُضْلِلْ فَلَن تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُّرْشِدًا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set, go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فابعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, We verily shall build a place of worship over them.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say they were three, their dog the fourth, and some say five, their dog the sixth, guessing at random, and some say seven and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, it may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this. And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا له غيب السماوات والأرض أبصر به وأسمع ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is he, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside him, and he maketh none to share in his government. And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change his words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking his countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all, then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces, calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا رَجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude. two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grapes, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage. Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein. And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men. And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish. I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man? But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner. If only when thou entered thy garden, thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There's no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden, and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside.
أَوْ يُصْبِحَ مَاؤُهَا غَوْرًا فَلَن تَسْتَطِيعَ لَهُ طَلَبًا.
Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord. And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world, as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the wind scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward, and better in respect of hope.
ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills, and ye see the earth emerging, and we gather them together, so as to leave not one of them behind.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us, as we created you at the first. But ye thought that we had set no tryst for you?
وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And remember, when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape thence.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنذِرُوا هُزُوًا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إنا جعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة أن يفقهوه وفي آذانهم وقرا وإن تدعهم إلى الهدى فلن يهتدوا إذا أبدا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright.
لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا.
Thy Lord is the forgiver, full of mercy. If he took them to task now for what they earn, he would hasten on the doom for them. But theirs is an appointed term from which they will find no escape.
وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا وجعلنا لمهلكهم موعدا.
And all those townships, we destroyed them when they did wrong, and we appointed a fixed time for their destruction.
وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا.
And when Moses said unto his servant, I will not give up until I reach the point where the two rivers meet, though I march on for ages. And when they reached the point where the two met, they forgot their fish, and it took its way into the waters, being free.
فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَا قَالَ لِفَتَاهُ آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبًا.
And when they had gone further, he said unto his servant, Bring us our breakfast. Verily, we have found fatigue in this our journey.
قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا.
He said, Didst thou see when we took refuge on the rock and I forgot the fish? And none but Satan caused me to forget to mention it. It took its way into the waters by a marvel.
قال ذلك ما كنا نبغ فارتدا على آثارهما قصصا.
He said, This is that which we have been seeking. So they retraced their steps again.
فوجدا عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما.
Then found they one of our slaves unto whom we had given mercy from us and had taught him knowledge from our presence.
قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا.
Moses.
قال إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرا. قال ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا. قال فإن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرا. فانطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها. قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا. قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا. قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا. فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما فقتله قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا. قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا.
قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا.
He said, Did I not tell thee that thou couldst not bear with me?
قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعد بعدها فلا تصاحبني قد بلغت من لدني عذرا.
Moses said, If I ask thee after this concerning aught, keep not company with me. Thou hast received an excuse from me.
فَانْطَلَقَا حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَيَا أَهْلَ قَرْيَةٍ اسْتَطْعَمَا أَهْلَهَا فَأَبَوْا أَنْ يُضَيِّفُوهُمَا فَوَجَدَا فِيهَا جِدَارًا يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَنْقَضَّ فَأَقَامَهُ قَالَ لَوْ شِئْتَ لَاتَّخَذْتَ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا.
So they twain journeyed on till when they came unto the folk of a certain township. They asked its folk for food, but they refused to make them guests. And they found therein a wall upon the point of falling into ruin, and he repaired it. Moses said, If thou hadst wished, thou couldst have taken payment for it. He said, This is the parting between thee and me. I will announce unto thee the interpretation of that thou couldst not bear with patience. Surah 18, Al-Kahf, The Cave. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate. Praise be to Allah, who has revealed to His servant the book devoid of all crookedness, an unerringly straight book meant to warn of a stern punishment from Allah and to proclaim to those who believe and work righteous deeds the tiding that there shall be a good reward, wherein they shall abide forever, and also to warn those who say Allah has taken to Himself a son, a thing about which they have no knowledge, neither they nor their ancestors. Dreadful is the word that comes out of their mouths. What they utter is merely a lie. O Muhammad, if they do not believe in this message, you will perhaps torment yourself to death with grief, sorrowing over them. Surely, we have made all that is on the earth an embellishment for it in order to test people as to whom of them is better in conduct. In the ultimate, we shall reduce all that is on the earth to a barren plain. Do you think that the people of the cave and the inscription were one of our wondrous signs? When those youths sought refuge in the cave and said, Our Lord, grant us mercy from yourself and provide for us rectitude in our affairs. We lulled them to sleep in that cave for a number of years, and then roused them so that we might see which of the two parties could best tell the length of their stay. We narrate to you their true story. They were a party of young men who had faith in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance and strengthened their hearts when they stood up and proclaimed, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We shall call upon no other God beside Him, for if we did so, we shall be uttering a blasphemy. Then they conferred among themselves and said, These men, our own people, have taken others as gods beside Him. Why do they not bring any clear evidence that they indeed are gods? Who can be more unjust than he who foists a lie on Allah? And now that you have disassociated yourselves from them and from whatever they worship beside Allah, go and seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will extend His mercy to you,
and will provide for you the means for the disposal of your affairs. Had you seen them in the cave, it would have appeared to you that when the sun rose, it moved away from their cave to the right, and when it set, it turned away from them to the left, while they remained in a spacious hollow in the cave. This is one of the signs of Allah. Whomsoever Allah guides, he alone is led aright, and whomsoever Allah lets go astray, you will find for him no guardian to direct him. On seeing them, you would fancy them to be awake, though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn their sides to their right and to their left, and their dog sat stretching out its forelegs on the threshold of the cave. Had you looked upon them, you would have certainly fled away from them, their sight filling you with terror. Likewise, we roused them in a miraculous way that they might question one another. One of them asked, "How long did you remain in this state?" The other said, "We remained so for a day or part of a day." Then they said, "Your Lord knows better how long we remain in this state. Now send one of you to the city with this coin of yours, and let him see who has the best food, and let him buy some provisions from there. Let him be cautious and not inform anyone of our whereabouts. For if they should come upon us, they will stone us to death or force us to revert to their faith, whereafter we shall never prosper." Thus did we make their case known to the people of the city, so that they might know that Allah's promise is true and that there is absolutely no doubt that the hour will come to pass. But instead of giving thought to this, they disputed with one another concerning the people of the cave, some saying, "Build a wall over them. Their Lord alone knows best about them." But those who prevailed over their affairs said, "We shall build a place of worship over them." Some will say concerning them, "There were three, and their dog the fourth." And some will say, "There were five, and their dog the sixth." All this being merely guesswork. And still others will say, "There were seven, and their dog the eighth." Say, "My Lord knows their number best."
Passage refuge, protection with Allah, men of Shaitan, from Satan, nearby Jews, being rejected, accursed in him. Shadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. We bear witness that the one God Allah is none, nothing like unto Allah whatsoever. Last Sharik Allah. Last no Sharik. He is a false idol, false image. Another deity, it is not. The Shaitan and Muhammadan Abduhu wa Rasul. And we bear witness Muhammad is his Abdul, his servant, Barabasul, the son of Allah, alayhi wa sallam, the prayers and the peace. The son of Muhammad, the son of Allah, the prayers and the peace. Peace be upon his family, his companions, and us, the fight. Amen. We want to have a talk today about online.
You can secure the book by going to our website, www.sidiqjihad.com.
We have a lot of stuff that we need to unlearn.
Jihad.com, or you can send a.
But you never need to unlearn the truth.
El Haq.
But El Haq is speaking about universal truth. A universal truth is not altered by time or place. It's true then, it's true now. It's true here, it's true there. 1,000 years ago, 1,000,000 years ago, it was the same truth, it would be the same truth. 1,000,000 years from now, that is El Haq. It is more than just saying truth, it's saying it is the reality. El Haq is saying the reality. Truth can sometimes can be tempered or tainted by going to a new environment or a new circumstance. You say, oh, well, it's not quite true always. Oh, you might say it's not true at all because I have advanced. He came into a new situation to where that truth don't quite hold. Right? But El Haq, you will always be the same. El Haq. So you never have to unlearn truth to find universal truth. That are true to all people, regardless of who, where, or when. But you must unlearn lies. You must unlearn falsehood. You must unlearn mystery and superstition. There's a lot that we have to unlearn in order to be born. To be born. You say, I thought that was a Christian thing. It is. But it's universal truth. We want to be born again. At the end of Ramadan, we are born again. If you fast it correctly, you're born again. Yeah? All your past sins are forgiven. You fast, right? Yeah. So we do not have to unlearn truth. A hawk. But we do have to unlearn lies and falsehood. Much of our schooling and religious learning must be unlearned if we are to be born again based upon El Haq. There are certain things we were taught in religion that just don't measure up. And we get new information and we have to reject that which doesn't measure up to the new information, if we want to be truthful to our situation. And some things are so ingrained into our thinking and into our lives until it's hard sometimes. You say, no, we hear the truth. We say, no, don't tell me that. Why are you telling me that for? You are unraveling everything that I've been told was true. Because it's like dominoes, right? If that domino falls, then all the rest of them are going to fall. So I'm going to deny the person. Yes? Of our school, in our school, colleges, we were told untruth. In many of our houses of worship, across the board, we've been told untruth. or given to us as a mystery, or as a mystique, or as superstition, or just as dry ritual. So all that has to be what we think is it has to be a reconfiguration of our brain cells to adjust to what we see. And sometimes it hurts. It hurts. Because she said, I've been lying to you. I've been duped. Now for the believer who understands, you say, I'm going to move on from this. I'm getting really angry. I'm going to go back and take care of it. And then take off their fingers. My dog hold them back. I'm going to get a real knife. I said, take care of it. Take out their fingers. That's it. That's what it meant by David and Goliath. He took Goliath's sword and cut his head off. He don't mean he took his head off. He means to change the leadership. He killed the leadership. He has been again, much of our schooling and religious learning must be unlearned if we were to be born again based upon El Hoc. Much of our childhood and adulthood learnings have been based upon an Eli. Right? So we say, the Muslims say, La Eli, no Eli, right? La Eli. It's La Ilah, and much of our schooling and some of our religious teachers, someone interjected wrongfully or Ilah in our education, in our religious education, and was not based upon Allah. There have been books written. It's a book. Y'all need to read this book. Go online and Google it. The title, Lies My Teacher Told Me. And you go through the whole thing. You know, I know we, in my generation, we were taught George Washington and the church, and all that mess. You know what I'm saying? This is too long to hear. Just saying the word, right? Just the online. A famous singer, he described our current education that we have. He gave the problem and the cause. And he said, uneducated students from uneducated school. Oh, uneducated school. The schools ain't got it right. Can the same be said about our houses of worship? Yes. Yes. And they say it this way here. They say, the blind leading the blind. The blind leading the blind. So that book said, Lies My Teacher Told Me. I caught it. I read it again. He didn't say talk. Me. Told me, but the teachings in both cases were in because they just didn't know you. Many leaders in religious circles, they don't know. Oh, they believe, but they don't know. But what do you mean by that? They were told something, and it hit them visceral in their gut, in their feeling, and they deny some of it in their logic. I'm just telling you the truth. You have to deny some of it in this logic because the logic is going to contradict what you've been told. So you cancel the logic and say, it sure makes me feel good. I like that. Preach on, wrap your arms up. Preach, preach. No, they ain't saying preach. They're saying preach. Yes, you got to wreck that one. They ain't talking nothing. And you told them something. Yes? So we have to unlearn a whole lot in order to be born. in El-Islam, or our learning, is that of the rituals, the cultural influence that have misguided us away from the Quran. May I say that again? What we have to unlearn is that we have rituals, but not the richness of the ritual. It becomes a movement. It becomes a repetition of the next. But we don't have the real meaning of it to our human excellence. We have cultural influence a lot in the Muslim community that is practiced as the religion, and it's not necessarily the religion. It's not always wrong either. That's just a cultural expression. But when you compare it with the universal heart, you say, well, don't teach me your culture when you're teaching me the religion. Teach me the Quran and the life model of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the culture. If it's good, then tell me it's culture. Don't blend it in and mix it all together. Just give it to us. Because we have to put it on, we're going to have to unlearn the cultural part in order to become the best Muslim. We have to unlearn the mistreatment of women. And the Muslims, not, and keep in mind, I'm glad to just be fair, the vast majority of Muslim men I know don't believe. And I would say that may be true worldwide. I don't know. I'm not being in the society. Then I want to see it. But we see a constant report of Muslim men mistreating Muslim women. We have to unlearn that because it is not in the Quran and it was not in the life model of Muhammad's prophet. He didn't do it. Honor killing and other things. And the Quran asked the question, was she killed? Why are you burying this female child alive? What did she do to deserve that? This is how the Quran is. Yes? So when we look outside in some Muslim environment, we see misogyny going on. So what is misogyny? That is the abuse of women. We see it. Not just Muslims only, but we talk about our concerns right now. You know, it goes on to other people too. And they can benefit from it also, but we're speaking about what we have to unlearn. Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was successful because he was able to convince his people and the surrounding people, nations, the tribes, to unlearn the falsehood and to accept La ilaha illallah. So you first have to have them unlearn. Now, this is important to understand. He was not to make them unlearn. He was to teach them the truth and tell and give them a model of how to do it, but he is not to be the manager of their affairs. This is wrong. You can't go in there with a sword. You're going to make. You cannot do it. They say a man changed to give his will is a man of the same mind too. And he may go through the kicking from hitting him or killing him. He may go along with your demand. But the first chance he or she gets to go back to doing what's on their mind, they're going to do it. So the Quran tells Muhammad, he says, you are the messenger of Allah, you are the seal of the prophets, but you're not none of their fathers. You can't manage their faith. So Muhammad the prophet was a wonderful example before them, and he taught them. He taught them. And they began to follow his example. And one more point, just to our sister. they had to unlearn mistreating women, right? A lesson we still use today. They need to unlearn misogyny and learn how Prophet Muhammad and the Quran taught us to treat women. So sisters, you all get this and study what the Quran says about women and how to be treated. You sisters get busy. If you had the Prophet Muhammad deal with women. So if somebody comes to you, talking about As-Salaamu Alaikum, and teach you outside of As-Salaamu Alaikum, yeah, set me straight. Don't wait. You have permission from God to do that. And permission from God turns into an obligation once you understand what's going on. Yes? So, sister, no one is exempt. The Quran says, what in the Quran? It says, the obedient wife is the one who will guard in her husband's absence what Allah will have her to guard. So when my husband told me to hide this 5-pound bag of Israel, Allah tell you that? My husband told me to hide that black guy with the makeup. Huh? Did Allah tell you that? No. They say, when it says in the Quran, it's in the book, right? You can hit me away. They don't understand. Because when you look at Prophet Muhammad, what did he tell his people? His men. He said, okay, you got to get them. He said, I have two parts. He said, one was the twig. A twig, not a stick, a twig. And you know, let's tell you right now, you wish you were tied to a ball, one was a twig. The other one said, you're the fat. That's the best I heard. But when you look at him, and how he treated his wife, he never hit them. As a matter of fact, Aisha, the daughter of Abu Bakr, right? Yes, Aisha. She made the prophet. And then, his wife said something to him kind of fast. You know, like, you weren't ready for that comeback, right? And he got on it. You know, I guess the old ego came out. I'm the man in the house here. You don't do that kind of stuff, right? And she said, well, I used to do it all the time with my food-in-law. And he said, what? Yeah. But I used to, you know, she come back. You know. And he got mad. We went to and got over the table. But the prophet, he was definitely there. But now, where do we get off learning these habits of abusing women? And it's not nowhere in our two examples. You're going to get two examples. The Quran, right? Give us an example. And the life model of Muhammad. That's it. Now, there are reports, and it makes sense. It says that when the European nations invaded Muslim countries, they pushed their women back to avoid what happens when armies invade. Women rape, etc. But they put them back. Then they said, when that happened, and the European nations stayed so long, the British, right? Mainly the British, stayed so long until the men learned how the British treated their women. And that's where the abuse of women came in. Did he tell us about what they had before? What did they have before? It was the Quran and the life model of Muhammad. We have to get back to that. We have to unlearn stuff and be made anew. I'm saying be born anew. Some of like that language. I like being born again. My mind is born again. My heart and soul born again. Made anew. Here's some comments from Imam Muhammad on the term Khalifa. Khalifa. He says Khalifa must have male and female. the caliph, male and female. I know they're waiting for the caliph to come back. Is he going to do this? He's going to do that. I go off. But look at what Imam Muhammad said. He said, Adam comes, and then the woman comes. They are distinct from each other. Right? If I give it to you. But originally, the word meant both male and female. Khalifa meant both male and female. So whatever the Khalifa is, the man is not there by himself. Khalifa is male and female. So whatever Khalifa means, the man is not there by himself. By himself, he takes the woman with him. He has to become that. It's called Nafsin Washida. Just a little side note. Khalifa is feminine. Washida is feminine. Keep that in mind. You get to unlearn some things, okay? So he has to become that Nelson Washington again before he qualifies to be Khalifa. He takes the woman with him. You have to have the two operate. Then he is the Khalifa. You say, how are you going to get a woman back in the man? He has to be born again. Or he has to be created by Allah with the sensitivity that a woman has. She has to have both the male sensitivity and the female sensitivity. If she is to be the best, the type of ruler that God wants for us on this earth. So this is the point for us to understand. The respect for the woman and the sensitivity. Yes, you're going to be a ruler over community. You have to share both. Prophet Muhammad said to him that everyone is born a Muslim until his circumstances make them otherwise. So we have been put into circumstances that made us otherwise. Other than what we were created, other than what we were in, or are intended to be. So again, we must unlearn the superstition, the mystery that continues to be fed to us in the name of religion. Muslims, we have to unlearn non-Islamic thinking. They have crept into our lives and been presented to us as Islam, though that practice is repugnant in the teachings of Islam, in the eyesight of Islam. So then there are Muslims who go around trying to sell a suicide bomber. And it's so repugnant most times. Look how stupid, I shouldn't say stupid, but it's stupid. It's wicked, but it's stupid. They go into a mosque on a fire and blow themselves up. See how, what I call it stupid, but it's repugnant. So suicide by itself, how does that creep into the thinking, into the mind of the not to go and do this in the name of Allah, when the very act itself is to get Allah in his will. Another act called act. Nationalism. Nationalism. Prophet Muhammad, he didn't leave nationalism with us. He didn't leave it with us. But you find it around the country, around the world, and particularly after 1948, when the British, they went in there to disassemble and reassemble nations according to their wish. And then you got minorities. Prophet Muhammad didn't leave minorities. He had to unlearn minorities. He left democracy. He left democracy. I was on high the first time. I got done with the ritual. I'm ready to go home, right? I'm on the road, going back, and on the little shut up. I said, oh, that's a King Five. That's a good by building. That's a King Five Elementary. And coincidentally, next to it is the bigger school. Same name, King Five Middle School. And next to it was the King Five High School. I said, oh, King Five. On the $1 bill, King Five. On the $5, King Five. On the $10, King Five. Pastor Muhammad didn't do that. He didn't do that. So that's your lesson. Racism and sexism. You got racism amongst folks who are Muslim. It's not in Islam. But I have my personal self witnessed it. And maybe you have too. At one time, this African American brother, he had got close to this Muslim girl. And, oh my goodness, and we were somewhere up north, but they were coming to Indianapolis, and the mother got wind of it. She got my number. She got my home number. Now she just got my home number. And she called me and said, my daughter's coming down with this guy. So he's a bad guy. And my daughter was good as a Muslim girl. And he's this and he's that. And then and she said, a real strong accent. So I'm trying to go. I changed room, right? So the TV went on. And I was thinking in my ear because to hear what she was saying. Because I thought she said stuff, but I wasn't sure. I could see that she was going to say it again, but she did. She said, he's a bad boy. He's a black guy. He's a black guy. So I guess she must have felt my vibration through that phone. So she said, to Paul, she said, are you a black guy? So she said, yes, I am. Well, not all the black people are bad. I said, I had this with so many white people in my life. You done messed up. I got to tell you the rest of the story, right? But the next day, it was Friday, and sure enough, it came to the last year. And my brother told me, don't marry him. Right? I was like, I'm sitting there saying, please ask me to marry you all. But they never did. You know what he wanted to do? He wanted to make Shahada. That's why he came to the last year and made Shahada. Called me back that night. Did they come by? Did they come by? I told him, but I've seen the racism. And we've seen it in other ways too, right? Yeah. You see sexism. But they are repugnant in Islam. So we have to unlearn these things. In particular, those who are the victims of nationalism, sexism, racism. We must learn this so we can confront the ones doing it in the name of Islam. And say, show me this in the Quran. And she can't. You got to stop it. I'm going to stop you. I'm going to verbally stop you, right? I'm going to rationally, intellectually stop you of racism, of misogyny. You're going to unlearn that practice. And here's one, too. Some people say, like, don't like. Muslims believe that, well, only Muslims are going to go to heaven. Oh, can you show me that in Quran? The Quran says, be you Muslim, Christian, Jews, and be any who believe in Allah in the last day you get there anymore. That's the Quran. And Prophet Muhammad said yourself, the Quran here, he said he seen the vision. So there were Muslim, Christian, Jews in heaven. He saw the vision. So well, how do you conclude with that thinking that only Muslims going to go into heaven? So we have as Muslims that we have clear records, both the Quran and the life model of Muhammad, of the whole religion, from A to Z. Now, this is beautiful here, but Muhammad himself, in the presence of believers, he lived the whole religion and is documented. If we were to push our Christian brothers and sisters, did Jesus practice Easter? I think I put your hands up. Did Muhammad practice Eve? Yes. both of them. Did he fetch his Ramadan? Yes. Did he do all five pillars? Yes. You mean tell me everything you all do, he done? Yeah. And we had it documented? That's a powerful mercy. Powerful mercy. So it is the same two sources that we must use to show people that which they are to unlearn. You got to change your thinking. You say you Muslim, here's the Quran, here's the last model of Muhammad. What you just said of God you're doing, make that fit in these two sources or leave it alone. Get rid of it. Go back and tell those who you told wrong that you was wrong. You don't want that on you on Judgment Day. So it is these two sources that will guide us in our unlearning and our relearning. So us who converted, many of us here, we came out of church, right? When the church is a nightclub, right? Allah bless us to come to Islam. And we had a lot of online, and we still got the stuff there online, right? Yes. Mystery. To my previous life. Stuff that we see our family and friends still struggling with today on a daily basis. And we see them doing wrong and loving. Some of the same wrongs that we used to do. We don't love it anymore, but we know that. It was the mercy of Allah that saved us from that hellfire right here on earth. Before the champions of Allah, many of us were in the hellfire right here on earth. And you go back to your family and friends still in the hellfire and love them. Eat them wrong, worship them wrong, and it's because of pain. So how do we get someone to unlearn the sin if they still love it? You put a clean glass next to a dirty glass. And when they get thirsty, in other words, become dissatisfied with doing wrong, if their hearts are sincere, they'll choose the clean glass. So you have to remain the clean glass. Yeah, Muslims, we have to remain the clean glass. Be a model for our people. As Prophet Muhammad, for him, he was a clean glass to us. Yes, you want a fresh drink? Muhammad is the clean glass. We must allow people the opportunity to unlearn a lie without embarrassing them or insulting them. Okay? Sometimes we become the new Muslim. We get all that zeal. We get fired up. We get fired up. And we tear out the mask. We go convert the whole world in 24 hours. We're so excited. I got the truth then. And we go out there and we turn anybody to this song is everybody. He said he had lost his mind. You know, I say that as an introduction to this. There's a ground swelling movement in Christianity. And what it is to unlearn. And we try to hear this on Facebook too. To unlearn the name Jesus. Oh, yes, it's going on. It's going on right now. They're going from Jesus to Yeshua. Yeah. Because they realize that, written no letter J back then. It was not even English back then. So we got to not embarrass them, but let them unlearned that. And many others in other religions, they are unlearning stuff too. But the ultimate this is the day we live in. And us in this society, we got to talk about living in what too, just one minute. The blessings of being in this American society, which is comparatively new society to other world societies, and us being a new people, but descendants of slaves, we are a brand new people on earth. And so we got a special role in this situation. A very special role. And inshallah, we'll talk about that in part two. Our Lord bless us and guide us. Have mercy upon us and give us all of us. And do our shortcomings.
And also so we can appreciate what Allah has revealed. And we know that the Ramadan month
technology is so advanced, travel is so advanced, communication is so advanced. Nations are in contact today, so close that we have not witnessed this that we know of in this cycle of mankind. I said this cycle of mankind. I got to qualify that. The Quran says, you got something going on now, what people before you, before advancing you. Right? That's the Quran, right? So we feel pretty good. You're pretty advanced. But the verse is still in the Quran. You get it? So there are people more advanced. Something in this cycle. You kind of got a point to this point to yourself. No. When they talk about Adam, go, it's a good picture. Quran dictionary, and they were Adam. In each period, each cycle of Adam, this is the beginning of people. Okay? So for our cycle, get back to my point, we are in a time of history to where mankind is closer together now than we've ever witnessed. Right? Yeah. One man can say a word on that side of the world, right? And a man says something on this side of the world and sort of Vietnam War, right? He said, well, I don't care about what's going on over there. Okay, then you get drafted, right? And so I'm saying we are in a small world today. And Allah is always, may I emphasize always, always in control. Our existence as the totally denied and stripped of anything we have, and everything we have, except our internal DNA, right? We just call that the, that's got the word. The our expression, phenotype and other type, it may come to you in a minute. Right? So if they can get you on ancestry.com or something and tell you where you came from, right? So, this idea didn't change. But our mind to touch it. Our history, touch it. Culture, religion, touch it. One thing they couldn't take is they tried to take it. Don't doubt it. But in doing that in this new country compared to other countries, there was a new people, a brand new people on earth. It changed from the city to place. Why are we new people? Because everything we had before is taken from us. Everything. They tell me, y'all, I'm one third Nigerian. I can't call nobody a Nigerian. Say, hey, I got me a corner store, send over the goods. I can't do that. So, just to wrap this up. when we, as a new people, I got a future question. It makes sense. For the Imam Muhammad, the life, the bad experiences of slavery, as it began down in the south of the plantation, is really the beginning of our history as a people in this part of the world, or in the world. Because actually, what has been created? Yes, the question, what has been created? Some of us actually represent a new human creation, or a new social creation. And I would think that, and I would think that is the strong minority that we have. Because you're not giving this credit to the whole group, that some of us, the free thinkers. You said recently, an unpopular African American, the conservative on the Supreme Court, the judge, Clarence Thomas, he was the keynote speaker in Chicago, and he made this statement. It was published in the paper the next day. He said that he invites blacks to become free thinkers. Now, that is no new invitation. W.E.B. Du Bois said, quote, to the extent that we will go to teach our children to think will be the measure of our freedom. So what he is saying that we will expand the measure of our freedom, we can have more freedom the more we think. Independently, or the more we think on our own and pass it down to the next generation. So remember how many people said a statement that's just in the paper. He says, I will never give up the pleasure or the dignity I have of thinking for myself. I will never give that up. I'm going to always think for myself. So when we have the people who have come into this way of life. I'm saying for the descendants of Israel, who recognize that everything was taken from our forefathers. And then we took and looked at everything that was given to us by the former slave holder. Not some of it, all of it. And you put it over there on the side. And we examine it. Off of the people, pop, you, poof, you got to go. Right? I don't care what it was. Next, you got to go too. This in my last name, be the food you told me to eat. Oh, the whole gamut. Oh, and your image of God, got to go. Got to go. You going to give me a God looking like you? Oh, no. Got to go. Now, bring that back to the situation of a new people and a relatively new society. And you can see the working of God's hand in this process. Because we're going to come back to our biggest loss. And that was Islam, El Islam. That was our biggest loss. And then we're coming back to it with a mind that's serious and question, as Abraham questioned everything. Abraham, read Abraham's story. He questioned everything. He questioned. That's our story. And he became the father of the nation. Father of the nation, the imam of the nation. And that was his thinking. You know that Allah is in control. Now that I coming back to the Islam, it's not for us to be selfish. It's for us to come back and say, we can now have something to offer back to the Muslim world, offer back to America, offer back to the whole of humanity. And that's our position. That's our position. But we have to unlearn. This is my last note. You know another word for unlearning? Exodus. Exodus. need the whole thing. May Allah bless you through that. May mercy upon us. Allah grant us good in this life and more good in the rest of the world. When you bless me so much, when you pray with God's mercy, God comes. Amen. Come. Make our intentions to make true our thoughts, guiding prayer to Allah, Allah be exalted, taken up. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah, Yes, ma'am. Tomorrow, Saturday, what time? 7 p.m. going to be movie night for you versus you. Do I qualify? 18 to okay, tomorrow night, you know a lot of 18 to 9 movie night. Okay. 10:38. Yeah. Okay. Wait, Mr. Marvel. Welcome to Way Marvel. Marvel is the Muslim American veteran association. When you go to the garage, get some wood. You should have it right. Make that sign for veterans. Okay. All right. Thank you. And anyone else? Well, welcome my guest today. Come and be with us. Okay. I think the broadcast, you should tune to the broadcast on Sunday. Topic is new mind was made from Imam Muhammad's seminar. So you know, for each way you're coming on, and you can see the Bilal, you know, Rashad, and you can imagine, you know, Bilal's in South Carolina, you put from New York, you know, for each way you're from California. I got brother Dr. Ali from New Virginia, Mississippi, who lives in the city down there. And I got Dr. Newton from North Carolina to get help from. We can talk about how he got my people to find them. We can say that. Should be a very good program to show up. Okay. I hope everybody can hear. As-salamu alaykum. And to our Facebook family, thank you for joining. Let me mention this one.